You are listening to the Regent College Podcast.
Hello, I'm Nick Corbin.
And I'm Claire Perini.
And welcome back to the Regent College Podcast.
Friends, today is the last day that you'll hear Nick say those words.
Oh,
sad times. So sad. Sad times. We've just recorded Nick's final episode on the Regent podcast because Nick is finishing up his studies at Regent, and that means he's finishing up his time as the podcast producer. Nick, what a joy.
Oh, it's been so good.
Nick, I've so enjoyed co-hosting the podcast with you. I feel like you ask really good questions. You generate really good conversations and you're just, I feel like I've seen you like grow and get better and better. You know, when you first start, you're like, okay, got to make sure I, you know, ask the right questions.
But really nervous.
It's been so great. And just bantering. Mm-hmm. Love a good amount of banter. I've really appreciated how organized you are and how fun it's been to do it with you.
Oh, Claire, that's kind of you to say. It's been a real joy to do this with you as well. I feel like I've learned a lot from you in it. Had a lot of laughs with you as well. I know, keep it coming, right? And it's been awesome. It's been a real privilege. So
I wonder if you could share just a little bit. Like, so you've been a student, you've been doing an MDiv at Regent. Yeah. How has producing the podcast and having conversations with all sorts of different people, how has that kind of been a part? Has it integrated with your education that you've been getting in the classroom? How has that kind of formed and been a part of your whole Regent education?
Oh yeah, it's been really good. I personally tend to learn very well in these type of settings where we can have conversation, because it allows me to ask my questions and then rethink what I thought about something. So it's honestly the best way that I learn. So selfishly, I feel like this podcast has formed me in many ways, doing the conversations, but having conversations with people who are scholars in really unique things in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, conversation with people who are like integrating, their faith into their workplace, and wrestling with things and contemporary issues has really opened my eyes to who the Lord is and who he is like in all these different spheres. And it's just beautiful to be able to have conversation with people, knowing that like we're a body of people and the Lord has like gifted different people uniquely and given different wisdom and insights and giftings to share with us. So I've definitely grown from it and appreciated it.
Yeah, one of the things I've loved as well is when you sort of, we're talking to these people about these really big ideas, and then you're like, so, you know, you've got this kind of pastoral mind. You're like, well, so what does this mean for the person who's new to faith? Or what does this mean for the person who's new to reading the Bible? Or how does this work out in our preaching? Or how does this work out in our kind of, in the way that we're doing church or trying to seek to be the people of God in our neighborhoods, or just sort of bringing that pastoral lens as well and that really practical down to earth. So why does this matter? And how does this sort of play itself out? That's been such a gift, I feel like, that you've brought to me. And I'll speak on behalf of our listeners.
Yeah, totally. All the listeners.
Well, I feel like I can speak on behalf of anyone who has ever listened for 30 seconds to the podcast.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. That's very kind of you. Thank you, Claire.
You just bring that sort of down to earth. Nick, do you want to tell us what's next for you?
Yeah, still in the unknown, but I'll be staying here in Vancouver and working for my church that I'm at right now.
So lucky them.
Yeah, it'll be a good transition into staying locally, but a different role. And I will not probably be reading as much as I have these past 4 years.
100%, and probably not needing to write questions or
Yeah, I'll still be asking questions.
Behind a microphone. Yeah, you'll still be asking questions, but not ones that are written down and not ones that are spoken necessarily into a microphone. But you never know.
Yeah.
friends, what will happen from here on out is for the month of May, we will replay some episodes from this last season, season three. And so we hope you enjoy some of those. Hopefully they're some of your favourites and you're happy to listen to them again. And then we hope to then transition into a new co-host in some point in June. So keep an ear out or an eye out for that. But Nick, it's been great. Thank you so much for all your hard work.
Oh, thank you,
Thanks,
Claire.
Thanks for stewarding the Regent College podcast.
Yeah, and I will say it's going to be wonderful to continue to listen and hear your voice and the questions you ask and to hear your boisterous, wonderful Australian laugh.
Thanks. Well, I'll, you know what? They might kick me out after this. This might be it. This could be the end. Who knows? This could be the end of us both. I don't even know.
Oh, man.
But Nick, thanks so much. Friends, thanks for listening to season three of the podcast. Continue to listen through May and we'll look forward to relaunching again sometime in June.
Thanks for listening to the Regent College podcast. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. To discover more about Regent College, its upcoming events, conferences, courses, and more content like this, visit rgnt.net. That is rgnt.net.